Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning.
What's my reason?
Again for living. With a brand new mercy I'm giving.
Sunday to you. Welcome to Women in Motion. We are live, and I'm your host, Peggy Avila. And I just love that song, What is Your Purpose? Because we do have a purpose for every time we're here and for things that we are doing. We do have a very good show for you today. So Women in Motion, once again, I'm your host, Peggy Avila. Keep in mind that we are live. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to about her business, not excluding men or men, please email her information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women and men in our local communities and around the world. Women in Motion is featured on the E-Water Radio. That's K-E-W-R-D-V. Listeners, you can call in now to 323-642-1757. You can also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/ewaterradio. You can email me and womeninmotion07@gmail.com. I'm so happy I'm going to introduce my guest, but right now we're going to do our station disclaimer.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
Okay, well, welcome back. And I do have a very special guest, actually two special guests, and I'm so excited that they're here. We have some very good information that they're going to discuss. This is their show. They're going to talk about what they know. Introducing my guests, Jerry and Nicole Ray. They are investors. They are entrepreneurs. They have made it, and they know how finances work, and they know what's going on in these financial times. So today they're going to discuss financial times in the pandemic so we can find out what's going on with the finances, what type of investing, and I'll let them explain that because they're the professionals. Welcome, Nicole and Jerry. Are you guys on here? You're on?
Oh, how are you doing this evening?
Hi. Wonderful.
Hello.
How are you two doing? Hello.
We are good. We are doing really good in the house on a Sunday. Just got finished watching some football, so we are good.
Okay, good, good, good. So did your team win?
They did not.
Well, that's okay. They got some other games coming up, right?
Yeah, they have some other teams playing, but yeah, our team did not win today.
Okay, so Jerry and Nicole Ray, teamwork makes the dream work, right?
That is
every
right.
Day.
Every day. Husband and wife, right? Investors?
That's right. God first and everything else
That's
follows.
Right. There you go. So tell me a little bit about what is an investor, because you have a few topics that we're going to discuss. And remember, this is your show. So you have the floor. It's not like a regular show. We just talk about and discuss things, and we're going to have a time where anyone listening, if you have any ambient sound, please mute your phones so we can't get the feedback. And there's going to be a time when I'll say if any callers have any questions, please feel free to ask a question because this is very important. It's a hot topic. So once again, what is an investor and how do you become an investor?
Well, basically investor is making smart financial moves with the income that you have, creating income, not creating debt not going over your spending limits and putting something away for the future, and looking for avenues to, you know, place that money where it can give you a good return on your investment, whether it be real estate, stocks, IRAs. There's many avenues you can do to, you know, put your money into where it's going to give you a good return.
All right. So well said. It's kind of hard to do, right? It's hard for people to save their money, correct? It's all a mindset.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the most hardest things to do. I mean, you know, especially in these days and times, there's a lot of folks don't have a lot of disposable income. So you really got to tighten your belts and buckle down and find out where little things are where you can not where you can save money instead of spending it fraudulently. And just put it in, just trust in your investments and just letting it sit, not being patient, and being patient and watching your returns come. Compound interest is the best way you can get returns on your funds. But a lot of our people don't understand how that works. But it's a great thing once you realize how the economics work, where every day Sally and Joe can save some money.
All right, very well said. When you invest, do you have to have a lot of money, or it's not what you have, it's how you work with it? Because I believe you just said that in your answer there as well. But just a little more clarification.
Yeah, correct.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Peggy, you don't need a lot of money. It's funny, you can take that everyday cappuccino or frappuccino that you buy at Starbucks, can be well up into $5. You can take that on a daily basis, multiply that a week. That's what, $25 a week, $100 a month. Take $100 a month to invest it. You can buy penny stocks. You can do it that way. You're not going to get rich overnight. It's a long-term mind frame you got to think of. You're thinking into the future, and you let your money compound after that. But you take that little that you know, get rid of the Starbucks, get rid of that, and invest it.
Very well said. Very well said.
Yeah.
Now, for anyone
can
who
do
just,
say,
go ahead, Nicole.
Oh, no, I was going to say another way that you can save. You don't have to have a lot of money. Like, I remember what we did was you save change. If you save change and just, I remember Jerry got a 5-gallon water jug, and he actually sealed it at the top. He sealed it at the top with glue, and we just started sticking change in there. Silver, we had one for the silver and one for the penny. And so what we did was we saved about $5,000 in 3 years just by saving change.
Wow, just putting change in a jar?
Just putting change in a 5-gallon jug, and he sealed it, like I said, so that way the kids wouldn't be, you know, kids, when they see change, they're going to try to get to it and be like, ooh, here's some ice cream money. But if you seal it up and he just cut one little slit at the top where you really couldn't turn it upside down to get any change out, and then you can even put dollars in there if you want to. But, yeah, we saved $5,000 in 3 years.
Okay, and I'm so happy to have you two on, because you always want to talk to people who you have seen and you have watched who have made that happen and it's worked for them. Because people think just having money makes you successful, but it's also what you do with your money. And you guys have a very great discussion we're going to talk about today. You have several different things, but I just like to say to my guests, you're listening to Women in Motion on the eWater Radio. You still have time while you're on live to text someone, tell them to call in. We're live. The telephone number is 323-642-1757. We have Jerry and Nicole Ray, investors. It's some important information that they're sharing with us. You don't have to go to CNN. You don't have to go to YouTube. You're getting it live right now. So you guys were going to discuss financial times in the pandemic. So what does that mean to you and some of the topics you're going to speak on?
Some of the topics we were thinking about discussing, and you know, maybe we can you can give us some input too, though. Also, during this pandemic, I mean, how can you save money during this pandemic? What are some of the industries that are growing right now during this pandemic, and how it's an opportunity for you know, people of color also, men and women. And then also we're just want to talk about is the pandemic going to head us towards a recession, and how can we be better prepared for that if it does? Those are some
Do
of the
you
topics.
Think, yes, some great topics too, because where are we headed? Are we headed to a recession? And does it look like to you, you're the professionals in this, that a lot of people think they're prospering off of, well, free money, but I don't believe no money's free. They're people, since there is a pandemic, they're giving free grants, free loans. They're giving extra money to EDD. Can you please comment on that? Yeah. How do you think they're prospering from that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Peg. There is no such thing as free money, so to speak. Right now, I think, in my opinion, the economy's kind of being propped up a little bit with all this money that the government's putting into it. We have the payroll protection programs going out. We have the EDD, the CARES Act, and I know there's and articles I've read, there's a lot of fraud going on right now. So I don't think we're seeing the effects of what this pandemic is right now. I think it's going to come later on, because it's a lot of money flowing around in the system, both legally and kind of illegally. But I do hope that a lot of people that are getting these Care Protection Acts and EDD, they're taking time to invest in it the right way, because I think we're headed for hard times coming in the near future.
Yeah, I agree. Just to piggyback off of what Jerry was saying, that is correct. The Washington Post had posted an article that was published September the 10th of 20, where they the Justice Department charged 57 people attempting to steal $175 million in coronavirus relief funds. There's been a few people indicted already, one in Virginia, two men from New England were charged, and two in Tyler, Texas are being indicted. So, I mean, it's definitely they're starting to catch up with people who are taking advantage of these programs and trying to get money when they shouldn't be.
Now, how are they taking advantage of it? Are they supposed to have a business, or do you have any input on that?
Yes, they are supposed to have a legitimate business to qualify, and the people who are applying do not have legitimate businesses, and then some of them. They don't have legitimate businesses, and then they're out. I think one guy tried to get millions of dollars in government money claiming that he had a business, which he did not, and buying cars and all this other kind of stuff, and it catches up with you. And I do not think that this is a time where people should be taking advantage of programs such as that, you know, when people are really in need. People are hungry right now. People don't have jobs, you know, so it's really sad that people would do something like that.
Right, and you said legitimate. I mean, some people can have a business, but they still don't really qualify to take advantage of what they're taking advantage of, because I believe, and you share with me, you're the investors, that they're forgetting it are at the end of the year, they have to deal with IRS. Is that correct?
No, you're absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Now, what they're doing, they're creating a paper trail, and they don't realize it. So, I mean, a lot of people, it's kind of like a, if you ask me, it's kind of like a trap, and I'm sure it has a lot of has a lot to do with all the political arena that we're in, with elections coming up. The government's just putting money out there, you know, maybe trying for re-election. I don't know, but they're creating a paper trail when they do this. So it's kind of like a trap, if you ask me, to a certain way, because they're going to let you get it. Then they're going to come. I have a feeling they're going to come after you later on, and then that's when it's going to get real terrible. Then I remember a show I used to watch a few years ago. It's called Bait Car, where they'll set a car in the neighborhood with they'll leave it running, and they'll set it in a low income neighborhood, and then they'll set up cameras and they'll watch, you know, people take it. Then people will get in and they'll turn the cars off and catch them. And to me, I'm like, they made it so easy for a lot of people to get this money. It's kind of like the bait car thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it seems like easy now. It's like going in the store, picking some grapes, getting the money.
That's why. Yeah, it was too easy, and that's why sometimes when stuff is too easy for you to get, you have to be careful.
Yeah, so we just hope I pray that they're doing the right thing with this money, and if they do get invested, because you might not see this money again.
Right. And I like to just say, too, the money that they're getting is really not that much money because investors, I mean, you need money to invest. People are looking at, well, stimulus pay, that's really no money. Your extra money that you get with your EDD or whatever people are getting, an extra $10,000 or $20,000, I mean, that's really no money. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, well, I've heard people getting more money, like $40,000 here, $50,000 there, things like that. And to some people, that is a lot of money. People have never seen that amount of money all in one lump sum. So, you know, but I've heard, and just like the article Nicole referred to, you know, you got people out there that were getting Lamborghinis and stuff in Florida and getting, and that's on a higher level, but you can imagine them. And I have a friend, he works in the jewelry business. He says business has never been so good right now. And I'm thinking we're in a pandemic and his business is so good right now. But if you kind of connect the dots, it's a lot of our people of color that they got money in their pocket and they're buying jewelry and things like that. So, It's kind of scary.
It is scary. I mean, why would you? I mean, people do what they want to do, but like you said, it's great if you're going to get some money, then you could invest it and you'll come out on top in the long run. Because, like
exactly.
You said, we may be headed to a recession, so you don't know how long that's going to last. Now,
exactly.
I wanted you guys to give your opinion on the PPP. People don't know what that is. Can you explain what PPP is?
Yeah, the PPP is the Payroll Protection Program, and that's where they were. You can apply. It was a federally funded program, and states had local kind of jurisdiction over it too. How easy it would be to get that money because it was given to the states, and then the states could, divvy it out or whatever based on how they feel. Some states were more generous with it, lenient with it, and some were more strict. But it's basically to protect, you know, because a lot of our at the beginning of this pandemic, a lot of people, you know, the bar owners, the restaurant owners, they couldn't have no business. So it was protecting them, letting them still be able to pay their employees, to keep the business going. So that's what it's called, the Payroll Protection Program. But like I said, they found out that why a lot of these businesses needed it and they use it. There were a lot of people, they found loopholes in that and how to get that money and create fake businesses, fake employees. You could have a small business. You could say you have more employees than you did and you pocket the extra money. So they're finding out that it wasn't oversight well. So there was opportunity for fraud and it's coming out to the public now. I mean, it's coming out to the open use months later.
But what are the ramifications of it?
Well, we're going to find that out real soon. Are people going to face jail time? They're just going to put a money against it? It's a federal thing, and people know when you do federal crimes, usually they're gonna get their man. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna get their convictions all the time. But so we'll find out in the future how it's gonna work. I mean, are they gonna give people jail time for this when they start finding out? Are they just gonna put liens to get homes and properties or things like that? It's something to be seen and seen unfold.
Yeah, take your business from you or whatever you have going. So I do have something else, if you finish with that topic. What industries are benefiting and growing during this pandemic, and are there any?
Well, actually,
real estate is booming right now.
Yeah, funny thing about that, a lot of industries are doing bad, but right now the real estate market is going full throttle. Prices, I'm sure you know, prices are high. It's not like there's no bargains out there. So it's kind of strange. I guess it's a housing shortage. So, I mean, the housing market is doing great. That's one of the businesses that are doing good. If you're selling, it's a seller's market. Also, another thing, e-commerce is a great business that's starting to boom because you don't have to come in contact with your customers. And more and more people are going online anyways, doing your Amazons and things like that. But when this hit, it tripled. So now more and more people are going online. So this is a great time to start your e-commerce business if you have something that you, you know, a product or a service you want to promote or produce or sell.
Yeah, also the stocks are doing very well right now. They go up and down, but for the most part, they've been doing pretty good. It is a good time to buy as far as interest rates being low right now. If somebody was interested in doing that,
refi.
I mean, it's an excellent time to do that as well because the interest rates are really low.
Yeah, if you're a homeowner today and you have a high interest rate, if you have anything, I'd say over a 4% interest rate, I'd refi right now because the rates are super duper low, and you can save money on your house note. And if you feel it, and if you're feeling real bold, pull a little money out, put it to the side, and get ready for the future.
Okay, now you two investors, is it a good time to invest into something since we don't know where we're headed? Is it a good time to get it while it's hot?
Well, in my opinion, like we said, we're all seeing what's going to happen. A good advice would be if you're a homeowner. And you have equity in your home, pull out some money and hold on to it because, I mean, we all know something's coming. We just don't know when and how, but why not be ready when the time is there? As far as buying stuff like real estate, I would kind of sit on the sidelines and watch because prices are high right now to buy. But if you have something and you're a seller, ooh, this is the best time. You'll get top dollar for any property that you own or anything. So you're going to pretty much get top dollar right now. You'll get in a bidding war pretty much. But like we said before, how long is that going to last? And when it does last, when the prices drop, you're going to need to be liquid to buy something. So it's a good time. Like you said, these people who have money in their pockets, hold on to it. Don't buy nothing. Hold on to it and get ready to get the bargains out there.
Okay. Would you advise hold on
to it? I think it is a good time. I kind of disagree with Jerry on that part, but he is kind of right. But I think it's a good time to buy just because the interest rates are low and just by we don't know what's going to happen in the near future. I mean, his mindset is he's thinking that there could be something going down because of COVID. People can't pay their mortgages, and I do agree with that. So there may be a lot of houses that may be going up for foreclosure. Maybe sometime next year. It's really hard to tell right now because they still have these benefits that people are getting towards their mortgages and stuff like that. But it just depends. I mean, we recently just bought something, but the inventory was really low. It was very hard to find.
Well, that was good. And it's good when you have knowledge on it and you're investing and you know how to save your money and you know where to place your money and to make sure you don't lose out, that you benefit from it, because a lot of the people don't have the mindset of investing. Their mindset is, I got a little change, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 is money to them. I'm going to go buy a car. But, I mean, how long can you live in it? You understand what I'm saying? Like you said,
well, definitely.
Investing, yeah. What's your opinion on that?
Oh, you're correctly right. I mean, of course, we all like cars and we want something new and we like new clothes and jewelry. I mean, that's our human nature. But when you buy that car, right when you drive it off the lot, you cannot even turn around and sell it back for that same price. And you only went around the block. So that just lets you know how it depreciates that quick.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll look good, and that's for sure.
you're looking good.
and a lot of us have problem connecting the dots. I mean, okay, say you have $20,000 and you want to put a down payment, and I know it'd be hard in California. You probably have to go out the state to do it. You want to put a down payment on a house, or do you want a brand new car and you know a Gucci belt and bag and suit to go with it? It's hard for people to connect the dots and see that when you buy that house is going to give you money in the future. That car and that Gucci belt and handbag is not going to give you money in the future.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It's going to look cute.
And you got to keep your credit card down.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Say that again. We're talking to investors, Jerry and Nicole Ray, so they're sharing it and they're bringing awareness. And what's a good amount of money to save to invest into something? Just a number. Just throw a number out there.
Well, it could be any numbers. Like, what do you want to invest in? You can take $1,000 and invest in stocks. You can take $5,000 and buy you a IRA, get something like that. It depends on what you want your return to be. How patient do you want to be? Aggressive, or you could take $10,000. You could go to another state and they have houses, you know, and flip them. I mean, it depends on what you want to do, where your mindset is, where your skills are at, and where you want to focus, put your energy. But the main thing is, the investments are out there for any level, from any level, from your basic $50 a month to up to whatever, $50,000 if you got it, whatever. But it's out there, just having the discipline to do it. And not looking for overnight return.
Okay, now, I believe you answered this, but this was, again, why is the housing market so robust during these economic times, and will it continue or crash?
And that's the million-dollar question. If we could figure that out, Peggy, I probably wouldn't be on the phone with you right now. I'd probably be in the Cayman Islands relaxing if I knew what was going to happen. We know it's at an all-time high. Rents are at high. The housing market is at a high. It's doing good, but it's strange because a lot of people are out of work. It's uncertainty in that economic with what happened with the COVID-19, the supply chains from different countries. Products are not getting to, you know, they're not going back and forth. Logistics are not moving like they were. So it's a lot of uncertainty. They could announce on the news tomorrow that it's a worldwide lockdown and then everything goes down, or they could say everything's doing good. So that's all, really everything's depending on what's going on with this pandemic and how it's going to fare out. But it is crazy that housing is doing great. The real estate market is doing good. E-commerce is benefiting from it. Of course, if you're in any type of healthcare field, you're gonna have a job, of course we know that, but other things like what about the person who opened up? I have a son. He's interested in. He wants to open up a hookah lounge. Now hookah lounge is where you gotta have people in close proximity and do that. So, like, what about that? I don't think it's a good investment, but you know he does. He's banking on everything's gonna get better. But what if it doesn't get better? So. Things like that. Oh, and another thing also, we have so many American citizens working from home right now. Now you got big corporations who bought buildings to house these employees. They still have to pay that mortgage on that building every month, but they don't have no people in there. So are we going to see a shift in where people work from in the future? That's a real big topic right now. I've been seeing in the news.
It's a very big topic. Yesterday we went to IKEA to look for some desks, and all the desks were pretty much sold out.
Desk chairs,
desks for you to work, to be able to work from home, were sold out completely.
Anything that has to do with working from home is sold out. Go on Craigslist and OfferUp. You can see put a desk on there, if you're looking for it, it's hard to find because everybody's working from home. So that just shows you a shift in – how Americans work are
right.
working.
Right.
Will it stay this way, or will the new normal?
Yeah, it may be the new normal because we're working from home, caused an exodus of people to move to suburban areas, homes, and the cost of living is. What's your input on that?
Yeah, that's a possibility for sure. Yeah, I agree because it's a great opportunity. If people can work from home, they can work from anywhere. You can actually move to a whole nother state, and where prices are cheaper, you can actually buy a home if you don't own one in the state that you're living in because it's too high. It's a great opportunity, and I think that may be something we may be seeing in the future.
Yeah. What about even a whole nother country? You ever think of that? If I'm making $20 to $25 an hour living in California, That's just gonna get me by. That's just gonna get me by. I'm not gonna have a lot of extra money. But now, if I can take that same job,
you know, I don't want to lie, but I don't want to tell it too big.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm getting feedback.
Well, I'm busy at 5. I just put it on so you can come now because you know I just
hello. Okay.
Hello.
I don't know. I hear some ambience noise coming in. I don't know where it's coming from, but that's okay. We're going to keep it pushing because
Okay.
Go ahead and
somebody likes our topic, something.
Yes, they do. Everybody should like this topic because this topic is financial times, and we're all going through this. I mean, you don't know if they're right now. So people who need EDD, they can't even get it right now. There's a waiting period. And for those where it stops, they got a 13-week extension added on. But what happens if you can't get a job? Even if you're on a job, they still have most people working from home. Now, I wanted to ask you, will companies go back to having brick and mortar buildings when employees can work from home? What do you think on that?
I think they will be allowing people to work from home. I think it's also an opportunity for companies to realize that they can also find talent in other states where people won't have to move, because you have some people where there's great talent, but these people may not want to move to a certain state. So basically, okay, we'll hire you. You can stay where you are, work from home. And I think in the future we will be seeing that.
Okay, and let me ask you something. You're both investors. And we're talking about people working from home. We're talking about financial times and the pandemic, a lot of people taking advantage of it. But through this pandemic, and you are investors, do you feel a fear of investing? Are you wise with your investing? Or do you feel, because a lot of investors, you know, your own properties and things, and people have everything twisted now. They have it bad. Through the pandemic, you don't have to pay your rent to your landlord. Can you comment on that one?
Yeah. Well, you know, as of right now, our investments are mainly in real estate, and we have a management company, and basically they informed all the tenants that basically they still have to pay their rent on the first. So as of right now, we have not been affected by that, and we don't have any of our tenants saying that, you know, they're unable to pay or can't pay. If they did, I mean, I'm sure we would definitely be willing to work with them, but at this time we haven't seen anything of that on our side.
As they say, the devil's in the details of that rent thing, because there is legislated in local laws where you don't have to pay your rent, but here's the trick. You don't have to pay for so many months, but then when it's due, it's all due.
Yeah.
If you can't pay your rent from month to month, how are you going
to
pay it at the end?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Definitely. I would like to ask
if you got a
noise going on. So wherever the noise is coming from, if anyone can mute, that would be phenomenal. Can anyone mute? If anyone have a question that they would like to ask, please ask now. Thank you. I would appreciate it. You have a question you'd like to ask? I think someone had a question, and whenever the ambient sound came in, they got a little distracted from it. Anyone? Anyone have a question? No one has a question to ask on Financial Times, on investing, on the economy, where it's going, how to invest your money, EDD, anything? Okay. Well, someone has said they have something. Yes, I could hear you.
Okay. This is Debbie. He was talking about working not just from another state. He was talking about working from another country, and then the noise sidetracked him. I want him to go back to what he was trying to say about working from another country, because he had mentioned that, you know, $25 might get you money and get you a income in California, but it won't take you far. But then he got sidetracked. Can you go back to what you was trying to say?
Yeah, that's no problem at all. What I was saying how the pandemic's affecting a lot of people where they're working from home, is it's also opening opportunity for people that work at home. They can now take their residence somewhere else and still get that same amount of pay. So, for example, if you're making $20 in California, I mean, that's just going to get you by. We know how the high cost of living is in California regardless. But you take that same income, now you can move farther because you do not have to be by your job anymore. You don't have to drive to your job. You don't have to be local to it. So you take that to another state, even another country. I'm just speculating if you want to take it to another country. That money is going to go farther if you can still do your job from home and still get paid that $20, $25 an hour. So your lifestyle of living, your way of living is going to increase. Basically, I was born and raised in California. I moved to Texas about 3 years ago. And my lifestyle.
No, I'm out.
I'm sorry.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here. I was saying, of course, if things are cheap out here, so my lifestyle of living hasn't, you know, it's for the better now, just for the simple location move.
It sounds like I can hear somebody in the background.
Yeah, it's a lot of feedback.
Yes, it's a lot of feedback in the background.
I think you're answering. This got me talking. I'll give it
in. Okay, I don't know where it's coming from, but I am picking it up, too.
Okay, did Debbie? I'm here in Houston. Several coworkers who are not several coworkers. I'm retired, but I have several friends who work from home now, and what their employees are telling them. Some of the smaller companies, which is mostly all companies are here, but some of the smaller companies, they're telling me that they're closing their offices down because they found out that the people can work from home, and offices down. Then that to me is a good thing in one perspective, but then another perspective, that's more offices that's going to be open, you know, more buildings that's empty.
Yes.
Correct. So it's going to be both ways. It's going to be good one way and bad another. So you're exactly right. I'm glad I'm hearing that from you because I'm reading the news and now I'm hearing it from a person, you know, voice to voice that. Just like you said, these small companies, if I owned a small business and I had five employees, but I still had to pay rent on a building where those employees had to work, then this came along, they could work from home. Do you know how much money I'm saving as a business owner? So you're
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
And it's beneficial to the employee as well because the employee is saving on gas, the commute, lunch, you know, they're saving as well, which is a good benefit.
Exactly. And I'm going to say this, with this pandemic, unfortunately, it's a horrible situation, but it's taught us, when you spoke about saving money and watching us, it taught us to save money. We are cable free, okay? We have not been cable free in 20 years, okay?
And that is definitely a way to save. You have to start figuring out ways that you can cut costs, you know, and that's definitely a good thing because we really don't need it.
We don't need it we basically had cable because of sports, okay? Well, when they got rid of sports, there go cable, you know.
Right.
$250.
Wow. So then if you think about that $250 that you're saving, just think about that at a year. If you start calculating it per month, look how much you didn't save for the year.
Oh, baby, we already have seen it. Like you're saying, we find other ways to put that money to really look. Even though you're retired, you still have to save to project a future so you can live longer like you're living. You know what I'm saying? So
Exactly.
Yes, you guys have said a lot, and it's what you want to do with it. Yeah, okay, you're kind of going. Do I have any other callers that have a question they like to ask? Anyone have a question they like to ask? If you do, now is the time. So while we're waiting, if someone has to say something, please just speak up and ask the question. What would you guys say to our listeners regarding finances, the financial times in this pandemic? In your words, what would you say? some words of awareness, some words of wisdom.
I would say save. Like the lady just mentioned before, you can find different ways to cut costs. I'm saying in this particular situation, there should be plenty of ways and opportunities for us to also save right now, because you're not going to work if you're working from home. You're saving in gas. You're saving in other areas. Like she just said, you don't need the cable. Just imagine if you were to cut cable off. Just imagine if there's other areas that you – oh, somebody – I hear somebody else talking. Oh, but
go ahead.
Sorry, but there's a lot of other ways that you can save, you know, just in case this happens again. We'll at least have some type of hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, just in case this happens again, you'll have that extra cushion, you know, so that way in case of emergency, you'll probably have enough money to pay at least 3 months of your rent or your mortgage or whatever. In case of an emergency, it's like an emergency fund.
Okay, well, you've covered a lot. You talked about finances in the pandemic. You talked about PPP, payroll protection programs. You talked about what industries are benefiting. Why is the housing market so robust right now? Why are some things you can do for financial security during the pandemic? You did discuss that. I know we had a little interference that kind of threw us off, but you have any other comments on what are some of the things we can do for financial security during the pandemic? I know we could save. I know we have to have a mindset to save. I know if you get some money, don't go buy something like you talked about, cars or whatever, you know, different strokes for different folks, but we never know where we're going. And you did state that you believe that we're headed to a recession, correct? And you said that, I know that you said you bought something recently and it was a good timing, correct?
Were
you happy with that? Go ahead.
Yeah, for the situation we're in, it was the right choice to make. Of course, I would still like to wait until these prices go down to, because I really do like to focus on real estate. So I would wait for the prices to come down, because I believe they're going to come down. I don't know when and how, but I do believe it'll come down, and that'd be the right time to invest for me as far as our family is concerned. And let me piggyback one more thing on to what Nicole was saying about how to save money. With all the free time you got at home, too, a lot of people I noticed they're starting to get into gardening, and they're growing their own vegetables and things like that. That's also a way to save money. So you got a lot of free time on your hands at this time. Why not start growing your food? Because in case you forgot, a couple months ago, it was hard. Everyone was rushing to the stores trying to get food.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good time to be able to do some of that stuff yourself. But I just want to piggyback on what she was saying earlier.
And also another way is you can also invest in yourself. Like a lot of people have talents that they don't utilize, and here is a perfect opportunity, you know, for you to basically do some online research and find out if you can possibly start opening up or starting your own business. You know, Jerry found this guy that he was talking to, and he started selling stuff online, just basic small stuff around his house. And then it ended up started getting larger. He started selling to people overseas. I mean, you can invest in yourself, small businesses, you know, you can do online. It just depends whatever your talent is. If you're good at arts and crafts, there's stuff that I've seen so many people online now doing some stuff that I ain't never seen before. And it's just amazing. So I think this is a time for people to reflect and utilize their creativity and start using it and selling it. To make a little extra money.
That's really good, because quarantine, you can't do nothing but think out the box, right, and get creative.
Right.
And make
exactly.
it work for you. Yeah.
Make it work.
Exactly.
Make it work for you. Yes. So any other comments on financial times in the pandemic? And actually, I wanted to ask you this. This is a pandemic time, correct? Why does it seem like everybody's prospering more than before the pandemic? Shouldn't a pandemic make things seem to look like it's a hardship with finances? It seemed like there's more money to get what you want to get. Are they giving cars and houses and things on a discount? Is there some specials that some of us are missing out on?
Well, I think I know for sure that with the unemployment, they were giving people an extra $600 per week.
Yeah, they were making more money than they were at their jobs.
Yeah,
so a lot of people didn't want to go back to work.
If you get more,
yeah, because you're getting like $2,000 every 2 weeks, or if then you calculate that up, what is that, $4,000 or $5,000 a month? That's just sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
So I think they stopped that. They put a cease to that. So I think we're going to start seeing things get a little more tight right now. I kind of think. I mean, I'm not a political expert, but I think they kind of pumped up the economy to make it look good for this reelection that's coming up. So if it gets too bad, certain people won't get reelected. So they're going to try and make it look as good as possible, pump money into the economy so it looks good when actually it's not as good as it looks. And then maybe after November, we'll see what's really going on.
Okay, and you talked about the election. Any comments on the voting? And you want to encourage people to get out there and vote? Do you think that's going to make a difference?
Oh, most
absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Most
yes.
Definitely.
Please.
Vote.
And which way is that going to make a difference?
If you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain. That's how I was always taught. So you get out there and vote. Make your vote count. Whoever you vote for, get out there and make it. So then if it don't go your way, you got a right to complain because you went out there and voted.
Yes, and not only it's not just, I was listening to a rapper not too long ago, somebody had sent me, and it's not just about voting for the president. I don't know if people realize or not, but Congress are the ones who make the laws and determine the law. So when it's time to vote for them as well, we need to get out and vote.
And you're speaking a lot about propositions for different things,
yes.
Not only just people just think chicken in their mind on vote for the president, but the propositions for
presidency vote.
Go ahead.
That's the feedback.
Yeah, president don't make the law.
Any other comments?
I could put on that toothpick. And after you vote, after you done vote, then give it to God after that, because when it's all said and done, that's who controls your future, not no man sitting in the White House.
Amen.
Amen. I say yes to that.
Yeah, let's
go, right?
Yes.
Know your source. Know your source.
That's right.
You are Yeah. That is so great. Would you encourage your children? I know I let my listeners know that the young men that were on my show. Yes, caller, do you have a question?
Oh, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can,
Hi, I've been trying to call in. I think this
what
is
your name?
This is Kim, I'm sorry. This is Kim calling from Artesia, California.
Hi, Kim, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, Peggy?
Wonderful. And what's your question?
I had a question to Jerry and Nicole. I heard what you guys said about the voting, and I totally agree. You know, after you vote, give it to God. Before you vote, give it to God, and after. I was just kind of piggybacking on what Nicole had said about the president doesn't make the laws. So the propositions are very important, and it's very critical that we read and understand which each proposition stands for before we go vote.
Absolutely. That I agree.
And
I
do also.
That election is coming up soon.
Right. And I also agree with Jerry was speaking on when he said that how, after November, times are going to be tight because the way that it's looking, it's going to be a lot of family members who are going to need, to come stay with other family members. So saving your money and investing wisely is a good the move right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
What up, Big Jerry? Yeah.
You said a lot, Kim. Is there someone else who have another question?
Now that was Anthony chiming in.
Okay, Anthony,
Hi,
you
Anthony.
Have a question?
Thank you.
Oh no. We support you guys and.
It's a great topic. It's a hot show today, so it's really good to hear you guys speak on these subjects.
How you doing,
Kim? You know what?
Thank you,
Anthony. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for supporting. And this is a great topic because this is where we are, and this is where we live, and we have to eat. We have to be examples, and we have to look at the future and make sure our children eat and our grandchildren eat and our parents and ourselves. And
our
it's
neighbors.
All about
right.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
It's all about
now,
trying to
go ahead, Nicole.
I was just saying that. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. It's all about, like you said, building the generational wealth. And now that you mention that, it's also, I noticed there's a lot of things that are coming up now because people are having money, like these schemes, pyramid schemes, asking everybody to join and all that type of stuff. I mean, personally, myself, I mean, after hearing about pyramid schemes growing up, that's mm-hmm. just not my thing because somebody right. always gets left out in the long run.
Yep.
But if you want to talk about building generational wealth, it's about something that you can pass down. Something
right.
you can pass down.
Exactly. And like I said, this is the time. We are the village, you guys. So, yeah, we have to pull our
yes.
resources, all our knowledge. We have to share it with one another because we are the village.
Exactly. Exactly.
We are.
Well,
we
true.
Need to support
you know, Nicole.
Each other. We need to support one another. We're almost running out of time, but we're going to keep it going. But you said a lot because when people tell me they want to be rich, I kind of say, well, no, I really don't want to be rich. I'd rather be wealthy. Because like you said, wealthy,
exactly.
you pass it on. Rich yep. to me is temporary.
Right.
But and
right.
then Kim was saying to Nicole and Jerry that people don't realize. Maybe you think it's boring to talk about finances, but everything you do is finances. You got to go to the store. You got to spend your money. You got to go to the bank. You got to get EDD. You got to get Social Security. Everything you do is finances, and what you do with it is up to you. And you're listening
right.
to people who are investors who have made it successful in their lifestyle, in their mindset, and they're sharing this information with you live on eWater Radio
right.
Women in Motion. Any other comments? Any other questions?
No, I just look forward to us each leaving a great legacy.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I say that to that. Wonderful, wonderful. Jerry and Nicole, any other comments for our listeners?
No, just take advantage of what's going on right now. The time, like I said, interest for any homeowners out there, and I'm not a lender, so I'm not getting paid for none of this. But any homeowners out there, if your interest rate is not at least if it's over 4%, go ahead and refinance. If these rates are low, and you can save a couple hundred a month, $200 a month. I would suggest that's one way to put money back in your pocket every month.
Is refi?
That's my opinion. Yeah, refi.
Because okay.
interest rates are like at 2% right now. They're saying so you could refi, you could put a little extra money in your pocket every month. Or like I said, if you're kind of a risk taker and you can do it, you have a little equity in your home, pull some money out, put it to the side, and if you're an investor, go ahead and wait for the opportunity to invest in the near future.
Okay, that's into your home and also with properties. If you want to purchase a building or a unit or something, now would you say now is a great time?
Now's not the time to purchase. It's kind of iffy. It depends on your circumstances. I don't know how your home finance or whatever, but depending on your circumstances. For some people it is. For some people they need to wait till the prices go lower. You know, because right now it's a seller's market. I know that I had a friend of mine who sold his house, and he just basically they went to a bidding war with them they ran the price up on their own. So that lets you know right now that the inventory is not out there for people that's trying
yeah.
to buy a house.
It's very low.
Well, what do you
very
think it
low.
Is?
But like I
in
said,
California, you think, go ahead, Nicole. If you guys show
oh, no,
your
go
discussion.
Ahead. Go ahead.
No, I want your question. I want what you're going to say first.
Oh, no, I was going to say that I forgot what I was going to say.
It'll come back to you. It must have been important.
Yeah, I know. I was going to piggyback off of what Jerry was saying, but I totally forgot. I'm sorry.
He was about the refi. Mm-hmm. Now would be a great time
yeah.
to save money. Yes, with the percentage.
Yeah. Interest rates are low. Uh-huh.
Oh, I remember.
The
well,
interest
like
rates
I was saying
low.
That, yeah, there might be an opportunity because being that people have that benefit right now where they may not be paying their mortgages, because they have, like, until October or November or something like that, you never know if they're going to be able to pay that amount. So at that point, you might see foreclosures coming up maybe the beginning of next year. But, you know, like
wow.
I said, I'm not an expert. I can't guarantee that. But, you know, like I said, if those people can't pay that rent or mortgage or whatever the mortgage, then you may be looking at some foreclosures.
Okay.
I have
do you think a lot of go ahead. Another question, please ask now.
Debbie again. I have a comment, too, on that refi. And when people refi, they might want to look for lenders that are not charging a closing cost. There are some lenders who has a closing cost, and they're going to roll that into the price of the refi. But you do. There are some out there that does not have a closing cost. That's well worth the time and the effort of refinancing. Even if it's 1.5%, it is well worth it.
That is good to know. That is definitely a good point. Any other questions really quick? We got a little more time. Anyone? I have a question. Do you think in California the rates are way too high for investing in properties?
The rates are, you mean the price? What do you mean? The
prices of a property.
The prices, fantastic.
Yeah, for investing in California, it's real high in California. I mean, personally, it depends on, I guess, what your level of investment is, what type of capital you're dealing with. Personally, on my me and Nicole's, if we lived in California, we probably wouldn't be able to afford buying a home out in California. I mean, the prices are just ridiculous unless we moved out to the desert somewhere. But those prices are pretty high in California. They've gone through the roof. I have kids and I tell them. I mean, and it's sad to say, the kids are going to have a hard time buying if they're going. They're going to have a hard time buying in California. I'm not saying that's not possible, but it's going to be harder than if you were to other parts of the, other geographic locations.
Yeah, just because you have to think about it. If a house is going for $500,000, you're going to have to put a big down payment on that home, even though the interest rates are low. Your house is $500,000, but once they tack on that interest, it's going to be over $500,000. So if you don't come with a big down payment, then you got to realize your payments may be high.
And where's a $500,000 house though in California? Where that's
exactly.
That's
where is a $500,000 house? Tell me. I like to find it.
It might not be in the best of neighborhoods. You know, you might not feel safe all the time, and you might not be able to leave your kids' bike out front all night, things like that. But you got to think about it, the location where 500 is going to buy you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but then if you got a few million under your belt, you can always go buy something nice in Santa Monica.
Yeah, so that would kind of be me. I would like to do something like that. I like to, just make money and let it work for me while I sleep. Like you said, you guys have shared your testimony and how you got started and how you saved your money up and you started investing at a very young age, and you're happy with what you did. You stayed focused, right? And I would like to have you come back and talk about how to stay focused, how to set your mind into investing. Who do you talk to? What do you look for? Go into some more details if you wouldn't mind coming back discussing that, because we briefly hit on – and we are getting ready to end our show. It has been phenomenal having you two guests joining me on today's program, live Blog Talk Radio, Women in Motion, Jerry and Nicole Ray. Thanks. So any final words? Because we're going to go out. Jerry, Nicole?
Yeah, quick final word. Like I said before, put God first. That's what we do. Whenever we have a decision, we pray on it, and then we do it like that. And then move forward with where he's directing us. That's what kept us around today and our family. And thank you for having us on Women in Motion. We were happy to be here as your guest this week.
And I like to ditto what Jerry said. Same thing. Everything that we have and everything that we are comes from God, and we wouldn't have it if it wasn't for him. And that's all I want to say. We'd like to thank you as well for having us. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys joining me. Until next time, the end of the month, don't forget to go and vote. Don't forget, October is Breast Awareness Month. So thank you, everyone, for joining us on Women in Motion on the eWater Radio. We are out. Until next time, we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.